The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The many educational elitists in our land would have us believe that our founding fathers were people who had no faith in God, or, at best, were skeptics. They often point to Ben Franklin as proof of that, quoting some wrong things that Franklin said in his early life. However, they will almost never quote from his speech at the Constitutional Convention in May of 1787 when he was 81 years of age. But I want to quote at length from his speech that most surely saved that convention from breaking up as a result of selfish interest, and thus brought about the writing of our Constitution, which has produced the greatest amount of liberty for the greatest number of people in all of world history. Consider Franklin's faith in God when he stated, quote, "Mr. President, the small progress we've made after 4 or 5 weeks is, methinks, a melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own lack of political wisdom since we've been running about in search of it. We've gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics which, having been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution, now no longer exist. And we have viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable to our circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illumine our understanding? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the terms of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? I've lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We've been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without His concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our own partial local interest. And what's worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessing on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business." End quote. If God governs in the affairs of men, shouldn't you let Him govern that life that has your name attached to it? You know, it's rightfully His because He created it. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our tours to Washington, D.C., by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.